This is the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here.
Todd Cochran here from Geek News Central, part of Tech Podcast Network. We're in the Mercedes-Benz booth, and we're going to show you Embrace 2. And I think you're going to love this new technology that's going into Mercedes cars. And it's, you know, it's all about technology inside vehicles. Here it comes.
CES 2012 coverage is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com. Get 25% off their fourth generation hosting by using promo code CES2. Find more GoDaddy deals at tpn.tv.
All right, we're here at Mercedes-Benz with Robert, and you got some exciting stuff here with Embrace 2. You guys are announcing this, and I know you're going to do a little quick demo for us and talk about the technology. This is pretty cool.
Yeah, we sure do. Very excited to be here this year to introduce Embrace 2, which is the newest generation of our connected car technology. What we've essentially done is move the car off the road and into the cloud. And that's best demonstrated here with the introduction of Mercedes-Benz apps. We've created custom versions of several very popular apps that can be used safely while driving in the car.
So what have you got now? So you got Google Local Search, and of course we're always, I travel a lot.
Right.
You know, and obviously I'm in rental cars, so I'm not in a Mercedes rental car, but if people that have this and they're around town, obviously you can make it easy for them to find stuff, right?
Yeah, and obviously having Google at your fingertips when driving is really helpful because, as we all know, anybody who's used a navigation system for any length of time in a new area or unfamiliar area, you find that that information is often out of date. So having Google and the access to their search engine right in the car will allow you to be as current as current can be. In addition to being able to search just as easily as you would using your navigation system, you know, using keywords or predefined search categories, you can also, when you find a search result, and I'll show you this in just a minute, you can actually see pictures using Google Street View or Panoramio,
nice.
You know, user-loaded photos,
yep.
Which is pretty cool. So here I've just entered through the carousel here, which is the way you access any of the apps that are in the car here. I launched Facebook, I press search, and I can enter a search term, or, so if I wanted to, now, you know, we have a keen interest in protecting our drivers and the people on the road around the drivers. So when the car is in motion, the data entry aspect of each of these apps is disabled.
So will he be able to use just voice commands to drive the search instead?
It doesn't work off voice commands, but there's a number of predefined search categories that you can access while driving. So if I were to back up one screen, I just was in the search term screen. We're finding things run a little slow in Las Vegas.
You know, no matter what, how big the bandwidth is, it's, you know, you can be, they never deliver everything you want, so they do run slow, understand.
Yeah, it's a CS, I can't even make a phone
so
call.
So you've got gas station, parking,
yeah.
Rest areas?
All very familiar search categories, so if I were to, for instance, select restaurant.
Restaurant. It's probably going to show you restaurants in the immediate area.
Right, and then so you can say, okay, I could edit that search term if I wanted to, around current position, along the route, near the destination or other location, I'll just say around current location.
So this is something nice where a passenger is in the car. You say, honey, let's go, you know, find us a restaurant or find us a place to eat or a bank or whatever. So, and then it just lists you some stuff
and
real close.
I would expect you to get sort of the distance, the direction, description. If I were to click on this, I would get a little bit more detail. I could also, because it integrates with the other car systems, like the hands-free phone system, I could call that business if it has a phone number with it.
See, that's kind of cool, Jamie. They've got it here, so it says navigate, call. You can import it, so you can actually save it, and even do the Google Street View. So if you're that close, you say, okay, what does this place look like? And it'll actually bring it up.
And the resolution of the screen is pretty sharp, so the pictures come out looking pretty good. And you get a...
It's probably in some casino someplace or here at the convention center. So,
yeah, that's the region where the Benihana is.
Yeah.
So in addition to Google, so that's an obvious use case that we think a lot of drivers are going to find helpful.
Right.
We also have Yelp. So we've also worked with the Yelp people to integrate their app in sort of a customized way for Mercedes-Benz as well with their 5-star rating. And just like searching on Google, you can search by proximity, by location, by cuisine, predetermined. You can read the top reviews. You can also call them and see pictures of them.
So what are some of the other apps that you've preloaded with the system?
Go back here, we have Morningstar Stocks. So you can see the latest stock.
So you can load your portfolio in here, put the stocks that you're, nice. You can watch that as you're driving to work.
There's news, and all of these, what they share in common is they have different categories that can be customized by the driver. So if in news you want to default to tech news or politics, you have that option there. While you're driving, you can't read the full article, obviously for driver distraction purposes, but you can see the headline and an image if there's an image associated with it. And if you want to read it offline, you can very easily, just with two clicks, send it to an email address. So once you've set up that email address, it's always in there, or if you were in park, you can change it.
So is all of this going to be on the steering wheel, or is this actually on the right-hand console?
It's all accessed through the center controller. Yeah, okay. This is a multi-direction input device.
So I'm assuming then for the regular call stuff and all the integration with the hands-free, that's probably currently on the steering wheel. Or is anything at all on the steering wheel?
Volume for anything that's got audio. Yeah. But in terms of interacting with the apps, everything is through the center controller, because you can also pre-program some of the buttons around here for your favorites for quicker retrieval and access.
So because this is coming out in this year's model cars, you're going to be making upgrades to this over time. Do you know how you're going to update this as you continue to add stuff?
All right, so that's what's really significant about bringing apps into the car. I mean, everybody in the car industry has been moving towards allowing drivers to bring their digital lives into their car. It's in a way like the final frontier, because you have it in your pocket at your work, at home. And we spend a lot of time as Americans in our cars, so why not have it there as well? The trick has always been, what are those relevant services to have in the car, and then how can you interact with them in an effective, safe manner?
Right.
So Mercedes-Benz takes a lot of time to do a lot of simulating, test driving. We also work very closely with the content providers. For instance, to the best of my knowledge, Mercedes-Benz is the first company to work with Facebook on developing a non-Facebook version of their service. So Facebook here, and we're on that page now, is a completely unique experience when driving a Mercedes-Benz. You'll see it doesn't look anything like what you would see on your Android or on your iPhone or even on your computer. But you have quick access to where your friends have checked in. You can access your wall. You can post to your wall even, because you can predefine canned messages. And those messages can be tied to the navigation system. So, for instance, say I was driving from Henderson to the Strip, and I had the Benihana restaurant as my navigation system as my ultimate destination. I hit traffic. I could go into Facebook, and I could just post a message to my wall for my friends to see that says, I will arrive at Benihana restaurant in approximately 13 minutes. Because it's taking the estimated time of arrival and the location from, or the destination from the navigation system, and just pre-populating it.
It looks to me like there's a lot of features here, a lot of cool integration. I think what I want to do is take just a moment and thank our sponsors, and then we'll be right back with some closing thoughts about Embrace 2.
All this great coverage of CES is brought to you by TPN.TV, but if it wasn't for our sponsors like GoDaddy, we wouldn't be able to come out here. We wouldn't be able to turn on that light, and we wouldn't be able to shine on this camera. So we'd like to thank our friends over at GoDaddy right now, who gave us sponsorship, but they gave us an awesome deal. If you are looking for shared hosting on fast servers like the 4GH server that GoDaddy has for prices pretty much that don't bust the pocketbook, I mean, we're talking $4.99 all the way to $9.99 a month for 1 year shared hosting. That's awesome. And that's over at GoDaddy.com. They've got, of course, 99% uptime. They got great tech support, and they've got great ways that you can figure out the problems yourself so you can get your websites up and back up if need be. Go over to GoDaddy.com, check it out. If you go for 1 year share hosting, remember that code CES2, because that's going to get you 25% off, and you'll be golden there. 25% off, 1 year shared hosting, also works with SSL certificates. That's over at GoDaddy.com.
So as I get ready to wrap this here with you on Embrace 2, you know, what is the main Mercedes takeaways on this system, and what are you guys excited about going into the future, and specifically also price point on which vehicles it's going to be included in, and is there a monthly subscription fee for the owner?
Well, Embrace 2 is introducing the internet to the car, and we're also expanding greatly our location-based services, remote access features. And that's kind of a long-winded way of saying that we're using the GPS technology in the car with off-board tools on the phone and on the computer to create new services for the customers for tracking their car, where it's been, for locating the car, for useful things like route tracking. So when you take a trip, to be able to record that and what your average speed was, and recording just, you know, wayward points on that along the way. And the beauty about leveraging the cloud technology is that we have, in theory, the ability to update apps overnight. So the next time you turn on your car, you can have the latest software that we've made available here. Where that will ultimately lead, you know, we believe it's going to enhance the ownership experience, because, you know, you start with updating apps, but the natural progression is to update other systems, yeah, because our cars are really the ultimate consumer device, you know, and they're run by all sorts of microprocessors.
And I know you've got it installed in this SL class already.
That's right.
And so what other models is it going to come to? Is it going to be standard? Is it going to be an additional option? And again, what is going to be the monthly price?
Embrace 2 is going to be standard on all model year 13 cars, and they are introduced throughout the year, starting with the SL in the spring, and then most other model lines will receive it over the summer months. It's our intent to make it standard on all model lines, and there will be a complimentary trial period at the beginning so our consumers can get a taste of what it can do for them, and then they can decide for themselves whether or not to subscribe. Pricing hasn't yet been announced.
Well, some exciting stuff coming from Mercedes with the Embrace 2. So if you're going out and looking at an SL class car right to this spring, you're going to get the Embrace 2 as part of the standard option set. It's not even a standard option set, standard feature set of the vehicle. So exciting things with Embrace 2 and Mercedes-Benz. My name is Todd Cochran here from Geek News Central. Make sure to check out all the back channel content as well here at Tech Podcast Network.
This is the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here.